Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Go behind the high walls, gilded gates and palace facades and into the very heart of the most famous families alive. Here's your daily consort from the Royal Observer.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's private lives behind the facade of their Montecito, California fortress have been exposed as rather ordinary and lonely. The ex-working royal's neighbour shared the scoop on what Team Sussex gets up to behind those lofty mansion walls. Normally when you see him, Harry, around here, he's walking his Labrador on the beach or on his bicycle followed by his security in a Range Rover, an anonymous Sussex neighbour shared. The onlooker added, they keep themselves to themselves. I haven't seen Harry around much. Further neighbourly insight reveals the Duke of Sussex as the less seen of the two, apart from his occasional habit of bird-watching and taking Prince Archie and Princess Lilibet on school runs. The California prince also likes to meditate for 30 to 40 minutes per day, and can sometimes be seen working out with a personal trainer. The Duchess of Sussex is seen more frequently within the tight-knit community, where she loves to go to the farmer's market and have lunch with select friends. However, the main takeaway from the neighbor revelations is that when it comes to Harry and Meghan's presence in the neighborhood, there is hardly anything to report, even after 4.5 years. Everyone reportedly knows they are behind those mansion walls, even with weeks and sometimes months passing without a single sighting. They live in their own fortress of sorts, with every luxury they need simply brought to them, a Hollywood insider shared. They both have endless amounts of space to move around within, and there is no need to leave. During the media's open season on her last year after the so-called catastrophic car chase, Meghan spent several months barricaded in this California wonderland, they said. Richard Miniards, society columnist for the Montecito Journal, took a closer look at what life is like for the rebel royals within the ritzy enclave. It's a very wealthy community, we have a lot of people giving a lot of money to our cultural organizations as well as charities, but we don't see them, Harry and Meghan, he told an outlet. We have got a lot of very rich and very famous people here, and none of them have a security retinue like the Sussexes. The community is waiting for them, they're gnashing at the bit. The cachet of a Duke and Duchess. He concluded. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are also said to enjoy spending their birthdays at home in the town. Harry turned 40 on September 15th and reportedly inherited a large financial sum from his great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother's will. GBN reported on the expert and insider revelations.
For more of your daily consort, be sure to visit theroyalobserver.com. Subscribe and like this podcast. Oh, and keep calm and carry on.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.